serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas.
We expect a vote in the House today on a motion by Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz to oust Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy.
Congressman Gaetz followed through on threats made over the weekend and introduced a resolution Monday evening to remove the Speaker from his leadership position, triggering an intra-party clash and setting up a showdown for the House to decide whether to remove McCarthy within 48 hours. Gaetz threatened to remove Speaker McCarthy after he relied on Democratic votes over the weekend to pass legislation to keep the government open. When briefing reporters after introducing the resolution to remove McCarthy, Gaetz himself acknowledged the move may not have enough support from other Republicans. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol, Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar was confronted last night by several armed men. They took his phone and his car. The car has been recovered, but not the suspects. The congressman was not hurt. A happy ending to the search for a 9-year-old girl who disappeared last weekend while riding her bike in a park in upstate New York. State police have rescued the child from a man who police say was holding her for ransom. Former President Trump expected back in court today, day two of his civil trial in New York, accused of overstating the value of his business assets. Mr. Trump says he did no such thing. In fact, he says he was careful not to exaggerate the bottom line.
My financial statements are phenomenal. They are actually less in terms of the numbers used than the actual net worth. The actual net worth is substantially more.
In any event, Mr. Trump's lawyers say the lion's share of the state's case is invalid because it's based on 12-year-old financial statements that are beyond the statute of limitations. Stocks in the red on Wall Street, the Dow down 150 points. The NASDAQ is off 87. The S&P trading 23 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Shares in Chinese real estate giant Evergrande have soared as trading in the firm resumes after being suspended in Hong Kong.
When news came last week that Evergrande's chair, Hui Gaiyan, had been detained for questioning, accused of unspecified crimes, trading in the company's shares was suspended. It resumed today, resulting in volatile changes in price. The giant developer was once a symbol of China's booming economy, but has since come to represent all that's gone wrong with the country's heavily indebted property sector, which makes up a quarter of its overall GDP. Later this month, a hearing will commence considering whether Evergrande should be forced into liquidation.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. Syrian state media reports the Israeli military has carried out airstrikes in a strategic eastern province, wounding two soldiers and causing property damage. There's been no comment from Israel on those reported airstrikes. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Paris museum exhibit paints a picture of the last months of Dutch master Vincent van Gogh before he took his own life.
The unprecedented show is extraordinary and extraordinarily painful because this final period of the artist's life was also one of his most productive. Van Gogh churned out an astounding 74 paintings, among them some of his masterpieces, in a mere 72 days while living in the French village of Auvers-sur-Oise. The French capital's Orsay Museum has assembled about 40 of them. At age 37, in the height of his powers, Van Gogh was splurging out genius at the rate of a painting a day. But less than 3 weeks later, he was dead. Keith Peters reporting.
Hunter Biden is due back in a Delaware courtroom today, expected to plead not guilty to federal firearms charges. that emerged after his earlier plea deal collapsed when called into question by a judge. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end.
Enjoy an evening of music you've loved for years with Hourglass, a James Taylor tribute on Saturday, October 21st at Lake of the Torches. Hourglass is an acclaimed tribute band devoted to the artistry of James Taylor. They'll perform a wide range of James Taylor classics from Carolina in My Mind, Fire and Rain, to Shower the People, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 62. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. Cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. High of 80 today. Lows level off around 62 tonight. We should top off around 68 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 65.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Country music. 98 Q Country.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. And underneath the stars, we are on fire. Stay here in this minute, lose all track of time, let the world
four-wheel drive, it's just two. Cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, green eyes are glowing. I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies. So the road's too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night. If the good roads will, and that creek will rise. Well, next thing I know, I have my blue jeans hanging on a tree limb. She was smiling at
the Nern heart, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart, and we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes, she was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress, and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Connor Smith of 98Q Country. Well, Coach Morgan's going to join us next week. He hit a deer on the way in this morning, so he is dealing with that. So we'll catch up with Coach Morgan. The Loggers had a hard-fought battle, but were not able to defeat Winter. The final, I believe, was 18-8 on Friday night. So we'll talk, though, with Coach Precor of the Phillips Loggers. Coach Precor, I bet you could help Coach Morgan out a little insurance for that deer hit, right? I bet, huh?
I certainly could. I know some people.
Yeah, you've been seeing a lot of that lately, I'm sure, haven't you?
Yes, sir, and it's only going to get worse in the next month or so.
That's what it sounds like. All right, well, Northwood Solon Springs came in for your homecoming game on Friday night. You were expecting you know, a team that has a history of being really, really tough, and you got out on them early. That was had to be a pleasant surprise for you and the coaching staff, the success you had, especially early in that game.
It was. We had a couple explosive plays early that got us out ahead, and we were able to, for the most part, contain number four from some explosive plays. Their quarterback, who's a very good football player, once we were able to get ahead, it forced them out of what they really like to do, which is run the ball with him, and force a few more throws, which obviously in high school football, it's hard to complete passes. A lot of times it's either overthrown or drops, and when you're running a roster with three or four receivers and they start sprinting 30 times for passes, they get tired really quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was a benefit to us.
Yeah. Well, it's a team sport. I know there's a lot of blocking that make it happen, but goodness gracious, Coach Trigg Molman, what a night he had, huh?
Wow. Oh my gosh. Exploded. Yes, he had some nice blocking, but a lot of those runs, there was some missed tackles forced, and then he just exploded with his burst of speed that I'm not sure we knew that he had. So that was exciting, and he played very well.
I think Jeff said at one point he ran the ball twice. His average was like 51 yards.
Well, he had 11 carries for 303 yards.
Holy cow.
You're carrying almost 30 yards of a play. That's pretty impressive.
11 carries, 303 yards. Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, five touchdowns. So he had a great game. It's one that he'll remember forever, and definitely gave us that, you know, kind of broke their back a little bit, and we were able to extend our leads. So
did you surprise yourself a little bit on I mean, you took care of business pretty good against a good team, Coach.
I was very impressed by the way we play. We played physical. We played fast. And the there were a few nerves at the beginning of the game. I had a couple kids where you could just see that they really wanted this. And we had a crowd that was incredible. I mean, it was. I don't generally look at the crowd, but it got so loud at one point I had to turn around and see how many people were there. And the support we had was great, and you could see that energy out on the field with our football kids. So,
yeah, very special night. Well, you've set yourself up now. You set yourself up with Winter Birchwood and Washburn to hopefully get yourself a good top spot in the conference here. But as you know and you've learned, you got to get out there and you got to get her done and play it, right?
Got to play the games. That's right. So it's work as usual this week to get better and be ready to play a Winter Birchwood team who probably surprised some people last week, and they're going to be flying high and wanting to do the same thing to us. So we need to be prepared and ready for what they're going to bring.
All right. And we want to also let Logger fans know that originally it wasn't on the schedule, but we will have a game on the 20th, correct?
We did. Yep. We did pick up a game against Wausau Newman in that October 20th. It would be what we call our plus one game. So, okay. So it'll be essentially our playoff football game.
Right. Exactly. All right. Congrats on the win, Coach. What a memorable week for homecoming week and a big win. And a stepping stone toward hopefully the conference championship. So congrats to you and the boys, and good luck to you on Friday night.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Steve Precor, Phillips Loggers, 11 carries, 300. And, hang on. I think Trig Molman just went around the end again and scored. That's right. So six touchdowns and 303.
Hey, Andy, if you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. Make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MUSIC at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MUSIC.
North and Heavy Duty in Butternut, Wisconsin has an immediate opening for a full-time heavy-duty service technician. Job duties include diesel engine services, general maintenance, brakes, tires, and DOT inspections on flatbeds, motorhomes, and semis. Offering competitive wages plus vacation, health, insurance, and more. Experience preferred but not required. Stop in and apply today at North and Heavy Duty, located at N16184 Old Highway 13 in Butternut, Wisconsin. Please ask for Lori and move your career forward. North and Heavy Duty is an equal opportunity employer.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98 Q Country.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing Heads Carolina, Tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Country fan like I am.
QCountry.com.
Torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't know me. The
98Q Country.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
Kelsey Ballerini there at 98Q Country. Some of the news headlines from the past couple of days that are going on. A couple of U.S. Army soldiers perished, 12 injured after a military transport truck that they were riding in flipped over. That happened in Alaska. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to firearm charges at his arraignment. That's going on today. A small plane crash in Utah over the weekend killed a North Dakota state senator, Doug Larson. His wife, Amy, and their two young children all perished in that crash. And Powerball, Wednesday night, Powerball, the Powerball, $1.2 billion. I don't keep up on the lottery. I do know this. Now they've got a daily pick twice a day. Is that right? It's a good thing that the state lotteries haven't gotten out of control. Huh? It's gracious. There's one like at 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and then let's just gamble away, you bet. $1.2 billion. They had to make this Powerball thing harder, right? They made it harder? That's why we've got like $3 zillion in the jackpot? Oh, goodness gracious. A federal judge. Here's the thing, is people are spending money like crazy to be in the lottery, but you talk to them and just like, I don't even know what I'd do with it. I don't even know if I want to win it. Well, why are you buying a ticket then? A federal judge in New York has set a preliminary trial date of May 6th for the bribery case of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. And the U.S. Postal Service has unveiled a stamp that is honoring the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Those are some of the headlines. We'll have another update coming up at high noon.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane.
Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if you, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine, we're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shop route and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 62. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. Cloudy skies expected. Turning cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. Another look at the short range. High of 80 today. Lows level off around 62 tonight. We should top off around 68 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 69.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Sunny.
Chris Stapleton there. White Horse. 98Q Country. Big Phillips Fall Harvest Fest. It'll feel fallish this weekend. It definitely will. And that's going on Saturday. We're going to see temps about 50 or so during the day on Saturday. It'll be nice. We're going to be out there broadcasting from the main drag there. I'll be there Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, as we have been for the past several years. So tons of fun activities going on. Big dance on Friday night. Got the bingo, the Moose Bingo going on Saturday, and tons of arts and crafters throughout the fair. It's just a good day to be out and about. So dig through your closet. Find that sweatshirt. You'll need that at least and as we get closer to the weekend. But come on, it can't be 90 and humid during a fall harvest fest, right? Yeah, it's going to be a little cool, and we'll get that on Saturday. Brewer baseball coming up. We're all excited for the baseball playoffs. 6 o'clock is the first pitch, 5:30, the pregame. We'll have it for you a little bit later today. John St. John. He is ready and raring on a Tuesday. Feels like a Monday to me. Tuesday. I hope it's good for you. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
What if your life story was a new podcast?